101.7, The Hammer.
We're back on the Hammer Down Show, 101.7 The Hammer and 101.7thehammer.com. Clayton Duffy alongside former Boilermaker great Stuart Schweigert. Daniel at the controls. Glad you're with us here on the Hammer Down Show. You know, yesterday we had Bill Burgess on the team, or on the show. He was on the 1953 Lafayette Jeff football team. And now we bring in one of his real good friends who played for West Lafayette, a star of the 1953 West Lafayette squad, David Kurtz, joining us on the Hammer Down, the Wings, etc. Hammer Down hotline. And Mr. Kurtz, how are you doing today?
Fine. How are you doing?
Hey, we're doing doing just fine. We really really appreciate you taking some time here to chat with us about the rivalry between West Lafayette and Lafayette Jeff. What was it like playing against Jeff in 1953? What was that rivalry like?
Well, you know, it was the last game of the year. We always played the last game of the year, and it seemed to be the one game that if you win that game, why, your season was a success. So it was one thing that we would always look up to and work toward and think about, you know, pretty much for the whole season, even though we played a lot of other games, of course. But the West Side and Jeff game was a big rivalry. And you knew players from the other team, and you knew people from the other, you know, from Lafayette and stuff. So it was a big feather in your cap if you could beat Jeff.
Now, was there respect between West Lafayette and Jeff, or was it a little? Was there a little bit of, you know, kind of talking back and forth the week leading up to the game? Was it a little nasty?
Well, I don't know what kind of respect, but it might have been some respect. But there was a lot of talking back and forth, and a lot of, you know, saying we're really going to get you. And I understand that years before, I wasn't involved in it, but I understand years before there was, you know, a time when the players would meet on the bridge, or some of the guys would meet on the bridge, and some of the guys from Jeff would be there, the guys from West Side would be there, and they would rib each other and end up maybe getting in a fight or something like that. But I was never involved in that. That was before my time. I'd heard those stories.
Yeah, we didn't. Bill never mentioned those bridge encounters yesterday on the show.
Did you get in touch with Bill?
Yes, we did. We had him on the show yesterday. It was great to chat with him. And it sounds like, and you're fully aware of this because of what happened on the first play of the game there in 1953. But it sounds like they had a little bit of a target on your back because you were such a good player for the Red Devils.
Well, that's what I understand, you know. I had heard that after the game that they were out to get me, and it appeared as though on the opening kickoff, why, they came after me. They didn't go after the guy that had the ball. They just went after me. I didn't have the ball. So they came after me to try to put me out of the ball game, and they did a pretty good job of it.
Now, I got to ask, he had talked about the year before it was a 7-7 tie. But in that
right.
In that game, you broke one of your front teeth in half,
and then I did.
And then the beginning right. of this game, you broke the other one in half. So is there truth?
No.
Is there some truth behind that?
No. I didn't break any teeth. I just got knocked out in this game in 53. I got knocked out.
So you get knocked out, but describe what happened next then, because from what I've been told and from talking to you earlier in the week. Okay, you're knocked out, but somehow you get back in the game. Then what happened?
Well, I continued to play, and they said I played about half of the ball game, but it was primarily just from rote memory of the plays because, you know, I guess some of the players were saying they'd have to kind of hold me and kind of guide me back to the huddle, and then I'd get in the huddle, and they'd call the play, and I'd go out, and I'd run the play, but it was just from rote memory because I wasn't, you know, in my normal self. I wasn't doing it from a conscious mind, that's for sure. And so, people told me afterwards that they had come up and talked to me, and, you know, I just say, oh, get out of here, you know, I got a ball game to play here, and we got to beat Jeff or something, you know. So it was, I was just kind of out of it. And unfortunately, it was a game that you look forward to for years and a whole season, and then you kind of cold cock the first play of the game and you're kind of out of it. So it was unfortunate because I was really looking forward to having a big game that night.
Speaking with David Kurtz, West Lafayette football star from the 1953 squad on the Wings Etc. Hammerhead Hotline.
So we've had quite a few guests on. You know, we've had Bill on. We've had the mayors of West Lafayette and Lafayette. And one of the things that I found interesting is they've all kind of mentioned a coach that laid some, a coach that instilled in them some values that they still carry on today. Is there a certain coach that you can remember, and what did he teach you that you brought into your life?
Gordon Straley.
Yes, sir. What did he do for you as a young guy that you still carry on today as an adult?
Well, I think he teaches you to work hard, play within the rules, but be a good sport about it, and I think have respect for other people and players. And he was a great coach that really worked on fundamentals and believed in working players hard, but he was fair, and I think he had the respect of everybody pretty much. And it was interesting because when I first started there as my sophomore year, we ran the single wing. And so it was kind of outdated then, but he continued to have that single wing. And then I think it was the junior year then we started putting the T formation in and running plays from the T. But before that, it was pretty much from the single wing.
You know, as a former player, there's always that play that I remember, either good or bad, that I just can't seem to get out of my memory. Is there a certain play or game or something that you remember from those days back in high school?
Well, yes, as a matter of fact, but it's not a real good memory. But my sophomore year, we were playing Elwood. It was the first game of the year, and I started on defense, and I know it was down close to the end of the ball game, and the player that I was responsible for watching got outside, and they threw a pass to him. He caught the pass and went for a touchdown, and they won the ball game. And that was, it was a play that I remember, not a good play, but it's not a good memory so much, but something that I just have never forgotten because I felt like I lost the game for us. And I remember Gordon Straley then on Monday, I guess it was, when we went back and we had a team meeting, he said that we know that Dave Kurtz, you know, lost the game for us, but he's going to win a heck of a lot more games for us than he loses. And so, you know, felt like he still had confidence in me and stuff. So, but that's one play that I remember sticking out more so than anything else, I think.
Did Coach Straley recognize in 1953 when you got hit so bad there to start the game, did he realize the severity of you being injured? And did they say anything to you, or they just felt like you were okay to be in the game?
Well, that's a good question. I don't know. I ended up going to the hospital that night, and I spent, I think, overnight I spent in the hospital. And I think Ernie Beck went to the hospital, too, that night. But I don't remember, to be honest with you, anybody or talking to anybody. My dad came down at halftime, he said, and talked to me, and I didn't make any sense or whatever. But I guess as long as I kept running the plays and knowing what I was doing out there, I guess they left me out there. So,
were you?
You know, nowadays, I'm sure, with all the concussion protection and all that, they would have taken me out and probably wouldn't have been allowed to go back into the ballgame again.
Yeah, so were you then diagnosed with a concussion?
Yes.
Yeah, I could see that, considering how you're explaining that. It sounds like football in 1953 was a level of I don't know, physicality or brutality, violence, and maybe we don't see in 2018?
Well, I don't know if there's any more of it than you see now. I mean, it was we still, played hard then, and Coach Straley was really a stickler on fundamentals. He really worked with blocking and tackling and all that, and we all, tried to do it within whatever the rules were. So I don't think that at that point, at that stage, there was any more brutality than there is now. I mean, it seems like there's quite a bit right now, too. So,
Dave, you talk about techniques, and you talked about tackling.
Right.
What were some of the teaching points back then on how to make a tackle, if you remember?
Well, I think the teaching points was, you know, kind of keep your head up and put your kind of your face into the person's chest and kind of, you know, go in at him that way or put your shoulder into him and try to tackle him that way, or if you were blocking, why you would go up and stand up pretty much straight up. You wouldn't lead with your head and what have you. So I think that a lot of, and we had face masks at the time, so, you know, we could hit lead with a face mask and all that, but he really would stress the fact that you got to put your head into the person's chest and try to drive him backwards.
With David Kurtz, West Lafayette football star on the 1953 team, the last time Jeff and West Lafayette squared off in football. How excited are you, Mr. Kurtz, to know that the rivalry is going to be getting going again on Friday night?
Well, I think it's wonderful. I think it's great because it was always a great rivalry, and it was a great game to look forward to. Apparently, I guess they're starting off the season with the game more so than ending the season. We always ended the season with the game. But, you know, they now have the playoffs, which we didn't have in 53. And we just, you know, at the last game of the year, why, that was it pretty much. So now then, you know, they're starting off this year. I wish I could be there for it. I'd like to see it. And I just hope that Westside can pull off a victory against Jeff. It's always been a rivalry and a, you know, something that I'd like to get even with Jeff and try to
beat him. When's the last time you came back and saw a Jeff game, or I'm sorry, a West Lafayette game?
You know, it's been probably 20 years ago. Probably around 2000. I think I came back there for my my 20-year or 25-year reunion for the Purdue team, and I think I went to a Westside game then, as I recall. So it's been a long time.
You mentioned Ernie Beck earlier in our conversation. Of course, Ernie went on to be Coach Beck at West Lafayette and have a tremendous amount of success guiding the Red Devils. Did you know then, back in the 1950s, that Ernie would be Coach Beck and have all the success that he was going to have?
No, I didn't know. Of course, I never knew what route he would take as far as a career or whatever. So, in the 50s, when I played and I graduated in 54, then I went on to Purdue for a couple of years. Then I went to the Marine Corps for a couple of years. Then I came back to Purdue. So I didn't really know that Ernie was, you know, going in that direction, to be honest with you.
We had, as we mentioned, we had talked with Bill Burgess on Wednesday, and he had just great words about you and the friendship that developed between the two of you. From your uh-huh. standpoint, how did your friendship develop with a guy from your rival school?
It wasn't easy, but I started going with a girl from Lafayette, and Bill Burgess was going with a girl that they were friends. The two girls were friends, so that's how I got to know Bill. And so through our girlfriends, I guess, the friendship developed. And then there was Don Carver. He was going with Mary. He was going on with Mariana Hostetler, I guess her last name was. And so it was primarily through the girlfriends, I guess, how that all developed.
And
then we ended up going to the Marine Corps together, too, as a matter of fact.
Yeah, and he mentioned, too, about your friendship strengthening, too, because of summer baseball. What did you guys do in a summer baseball situation?
Well, you know, we won the state in baseball with, I forget what the league is that you call it now, but we went over to Columbus, Ohio, and played over there in baseball, and so we played on the All-Star team. So No, we did a lot of that on the baseball we played together. He didn't play with us on the Little League team in 1949, Lafayette All-Stars and Little League went to Williamsport, Pennsylvania. And so I happened to be a part of that team also.
All right, so, you know, Bill talked about you guys did a lot of double dating back then. What would what would be a fun date back in 1953 with you guys running around?
I guess the fun date would probably be going to the drive-in theater.
Going to
the drive-in theater and watching a movie and then taking the girls home, and then he and I would go out and do things after we dropped the girls off.
There you go.
That sounds like fun right there. That sounds like a good evening. And David, the Jeff boys, they weren't upset with you because you're a West Lafayette kid dating one of the Lafayette Jeff gals?
Well, you know, I think there was one guy from Jeff, I think, that was out to get me. I don't know, but I'm not sure if it was because I was from West Lafayette or because of the girlfriend. I'm not sure, but I went with a girl at Jeff, and I think he liked her too, so might have been a part of it. I'm not sure.
Might have been.
David, I don't know Kurtz if Bill told us? You about that story or not.
David Kurtz, the West Lafayette football star on the 1953 squad. And Mr. Kurtz, we really appreciate all the time and all the information. Great to catch up with you, and best of luck to you and the Red Devils coming up on Friday night. We really appreciate the time.
Well, thank you, and I hope that the Red Devils can do it this time. It's time that they beat Jeff. And